Okay, there you go. So that's in. But we can start whenever. So this Alrighty. Will record and then I'll download it. Oh, God. All right. Well, welcome, everybody, to the first episode in almost a year of the podcast, the Saltcast. I'm here with Paradox. He's going to be joining me today. And
good afternoon, ladies.
Most likely
going
to be a reoccurring person on the podcast. But what's up, Paradox?
Oh, not a whole lot, you know, just locked down on quarantine with the rest of the world. How about yourself?
Yeah, pretty much the same. I've been stuck here since the beginning of March. So, I mean, it's not like I would do anything else anyway, but the fact of me not being allowed to is making me go even more crazy.
Well, now you can consider yourself a hero because you're saving lives by staying home.
That's what I'm saying, man. A lot of people are freaking out that they're not allowed to actually be going anywhere if they don't need to be. And they're purposely rebelling against that and like going to churches and stuff like that. But they don't realize that you're potentially actually killing your friends and family if you go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, those people are kind of just fucking it up for the rest of us, if you ask me.
Yeah, man. And the thing is that, guys, stay home. It's not that hard. The more you guys stay home, the faster this is all over. It sucks, and everyone's in it together, really. So, I mean, it's making it last longer for everybody. But it's not like what I say is going to matter. You know, people are going to do it anyway.
All you got to do is stay home, drink a cold one, and listen to some Saltcast. Yeah, I was totally one of those people who I felt like I was over-exaggerating the whole ordeal at first, running around like a crazy man, like, stay your ass home, stay your ass home.
Yeah.
People looked at me like I'm stupid, but now look at the predicament that we're in. Maybe I wasn't so stupid after all.
Yeah, dude, at first I was like, I'm not going to get that shit, but once I found out that it basically shuts down your lungs and you die by not being able to breathe, then I was like, all right, fuck that, I'm staying home now.
Brutal, brutal death, yeah.
No thanks. I don't want to not breathe. I'm drinking a Heineken. I'm drinking a beer, dude. Yeah, I heard you drink one, pop one open. I'm like, me too.
I'm actually drinking a Sol myself. I'm actually Mexican, but, you know, I'm really not too much of a Mexican, so I feel like if I drink this, it'll kind of enhance my experience and maybe learn some new Spanish words.
Dude, I was drunk as fuck on one of these episodes. I don't remember which one, but I was pretty smashed.
I think it was the one where you guys kept beeping it, a bunch of sensors. It was great. The same episode that talked about a monkey jacking off in front of you and your mom at the zoo.
Dude, that was true, though. That monkey, dude, I went back with my girlfriend to the zoo, but they didn't jerk off at us then. But the first time I went with my mom, we were looking around at the monkeys and stuff, and this fucking little one comes down and just starts jerking it fast and angry.
Golly.
Man, I was going to do it when I went back. I was going to do it back at him and say, you know, remember me. But I wasn't allowed because,
you know. Probably would have got kicked out of the zoo for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, this whole coronavirus thing, I felt like I was pretty prepared for it. Me and my girlfriend watched Chernobyl not too long ago, so we kind of had an idea of what to expect.
Oh, I got to check that out. What is, like, is that a movie or a show? And is it, like, what is that all about?
It's like a high definition movie show, if that makes any sense. It's a show with about 8 episodes, but they're so well produced and such high quality that you feel like you're watching one continuous long movie of the Chernobyl disaster from back in the 70s, I believe. Pretty epic stuff.
Oh yeah. Okay. So it's not a documentary though. It's just a show.
It's a show. Yeah. But, it's pretty, it follows the, facts pretty well. There are a few things that they change up, but towards the end, they'll kind of describe to you what they changed up for just the dramatic effect. But I feel like that kind of got me ready for this whole ordeal. Just replace radiation with a brutal, life-destroying virus. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just, you know what's crazy about this is we were alive when swine flu was a thing and nothing even close to this happened.
Nothing. It's just like a pandemic that hasn't been seen in probably over a century.
Yeah, it's just, I don't understand, like, when I saw like memes and shit, like I'm only on TikTok to watch the videos, you know, but I've seen, that's where I started seeing people.
Captain Skids. If I remember correctly, in one of your episodes of the Salt Cast,
you said
only children and old pedophiles use TikTok. Which one are you?
No, shit. No, he remembered.
He said, I remember.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Because when you said that, I thought about deleting the app from my phone.
Oh, no. I'm a hypocrite.
How dare you?
Oh, plus people who listen to the Saltcast, they're better than everybody. So you can use TikTok. It's approved now.
Hey, it's 2020. It's a whole new year.
How did you remember coronavirus. That?
Oh, I'm telling you, bro. I listen to every episode at least 2 to 3 times.
He listened to all of the episodes.
I consider myself a super fan. That's why I'm honored to be a part of this epic 2020 coronavirus comeback special. There's a lot of pressure to perform.
That's what I'm going to name it. Thank you, dude.
There you go. But hey, damn. I was thinking, I was listening to some something about the coronavirus. And they said in order to really protect yourself and others that they recommend shaving your beard when you wear a mask. How do you feel about that?
I'm not, dude. I've been staying home, so I'm not shaving my beard. I have my beard still. I've had it since I was like in 5th grade. Well, I had a mustache back then, but that's all I can grow. I'm kind of on the same boat.
My girlfriend threatened to break up with me if I ever shaved my beard, so I'm not going to do that at all. Plus, I haven't seen my upper lip in forever, so I'm afraid to see what's under there. Probably the cure for coronavirus.
The cure is under there, just hiding.
It was under my lip the whole time.
Oh, man.
Are you wearing a mask when you do go out in public and stuff?
No, because we can't. The thing is that these homemade masks, they're not doing anything for anybody. The reason is because those N95 masks have a certain rating for particles. Like, the coronavirus is. I don't know how big it is. I'm not a doctor, so don't fucking listen to me.
You're not?
Yeah, no, I'm not. But basically those things are rated for certain particles. The size of them, it basically rates if it can go through that mask or not. And all of those N95 masks need to get fit tested to the person wearing them. So they do, like, what they do is, I saw in a video, they have you basically put on like a hazmat helmet and they spray aspartame in there, and if you can taste it, then it's not fitting you right. But these cloth masks, I feel like these cloth masks, I mean, good. If you want to do it, go for it. I don't care. At first, when I started seeing people walk around with masks, I was like, oh, you guys are acting up. But now I understand. If that makes you feel safer, fine. But the thing is that the reason why the medical people want those masks so bad, and they should have it, is because it protects them directly from coronavirus. If these homemade cloth masks, I don't know how effective they are, because they aren't, like, imagine the mask is like a woven blanket or something, but the weaves are so small that nothing can get through. And then the cloth masks that people are wearing are probably, you know, a lot bigger than what these are rated for. I don't know anything about it. All I know is I'm not wearing any masks, not because I don't want to, and we're rarely going out, like, super lockdown. My girlfriend said no outside food. I can't even eat Wendy's. I finally got a little bit of a furlough, and I was allowed to leave to get, well, I was allowed to order some Wendy's.
Yeah, I was telling my girlfriend, this is like the longest I've gone without Taco Bell, probably my whole life.
Yes, dude, I haven't had Taco Bell in how, like, since February.
Yeah, it's crazy, is it not?
Yeah, it makes me cry.
One thing I do like is how everybody is walking around looking like a Mortal Kombat character with all their masks. I feel like I should legally be able to perform a fatality in like a Family Dollar or something when I'm wearing my mask.
Dude, you should. But speaking of that, you're categorized as essential, right?
So I'm an essential employee with my job. Yes. I work for a company that we make chemically infused liquids for human consumption, a company known as Pepsi Cola. And it is actually essential, yes. So fortunately, I still have my job, and they've actually given me hazard pay. So I'm getting a $2 raise.
Oh, okay. So you're getting
It's pretty nice.
They should just keep that permanently. You get $2 extra. That must be nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I love it. So, I mean, that's kind of good news. I mean, yeah, sure, there's a pandemic that's killing thousands of people, but I'm getting a $2 raise.
Yeah. No, dude. It all drives me insane. If everyone stayed home for 2 weeks, everybody, and they got all their groceries or whatever, and people are still panic buying still. Like, I thought maybe 2 weeks ago it would be fine, but no.
Yeah.
It's been like maybe a month and a half now where the stores have all just been like, and now they're limiting people, which is great in my opinion, because you don't need to bring your whole fucking family with your spitting toddlers and shit into the store.
I know. And I mean, back in the day, we thought 2020 was going to have flying cars. Instead, we have security guards guarding the fucking toilet paper.
Yeah.
Very weird.
But have you seen anything weird lately as far as, because are you delivering anything like that?
No, fortunately, I'm behind the scenes. I stay in the warehouse, so I'm not actually going out and about. But it's been kind of weird because with the warehouse, we usually have a ton of product. But over the last few weeks, we are just running out of everything, especially water, which is the main source of product that we're sending out. Damn. And we're having to cut different stores from getting, because every store wants all the water for themselves. So now we're having to be like, all right, you're only going to get so much, and so are you. And it's just a whole fuck fest. But I'm definitely thankful to have my job after, you know, I know some people where both of them, like in the relationship, have lost their job and they're struggling. So
yeah,
I'm thankful that I have my job at a time like this.
Well, you don't know, but I used to work for Unisys. I've been unemployed since December, dude. You know how I got fired? Why I got fired? Why they told me, at least?
I think you told me because your shirt was wrinkly.
Yeah, dude. They fired me because the old ass dude who looks like Captain Price, fuck you, Morgan, if you ever listen to this, by the way. He said that my shirt was wrinkled, and that's when he decided that I was no longer a good fit for the company. And after I did that, I heard that from some of the people that still work there, that they gave up the dress code after he fired me. So, what? Yeah, man, he said we didn't have a set in stone dress code because it was a beginning company. It was enterprise IT as a service. I was getting $45,000 a year.
God
and
damn.
I was working towards that job for months, dude. I'll tell you one thing. I fell asleep in the class I was studying for Security Plus almost every day, and I passed it the first time. Meanwhile, the other girl who fired me, who you probably know, but I won't say her name, she used to work at the call center with us. She also had a hand in getting me fired by accusing me of falling asleep, which never happened, at the job when I was working up there. And even though that wasn't the main reason why they told me, he just kept telling me that my appearance was bad. But anyway, she also had a hand, and she failed it 3 times. And she studied. She was studying in study groups. I didn't study at all. I put on some videos the night before. I went in there, and I passed Security Plus, which takes usually, like, people in the military do it for 6 months. We had 2 weeks to learn it and pass the test.
Wow.
And she still fucking, I don't know if she even, she must have passed because I think she's still there, but it just sucked, man. But that's what I haven't had a job in that long. So it's been rough. And then all this happened. So it's been even more rough trying to find one.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine what it's like to look for a job right now.
Yeah.
I figured it'd be non-existent.
It pretty much is, dude. I've applied for probably 200 jobs. And all of them said they moved forward with other people. And I'm like, fuck, man.
The worst part is having to fill out all those damn questionnaires just to be told no.
Yeah, every time. Or they don't even message you, or they don't even email you that you didn't get. They just ghost you.
They just leave you unread.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, thinking back to those call center days, that was something else, was it not?
Dude, that's what I miss that place so much. Because
it was
kind of
like
just
the real world.
It was routine. Like, okay, routine. I get paid this much every 2 weeks, and this is all I have to do. And sometimes you'd be not taking any calls for like 2 hours.
Didn't you just love those days?
Yeah, man. I wish. And then they closed it down. They outsourced everybody to Manila, and it's just rough, man. Everything since 2016 when fucking Trump got elected. I'm sorry, I'm going political. I told myself
we're going political, ladies and gentlemen. Political.
I told myself not to do it on the podcast, but seriously, fuck Donald Trump.
Telling myself to.
Fuck Donald Trump, man. I don't have time for this
shit.
You
gotta be a goddamn psycho to support this fuck right now.
Dude, some of my family members do. I'm like, guys, what the fuck? Do you understand where we're at because of this?
Usually when I hear something like that, I just got to slowly walk away because I'm about to lay down some facts and go full libtard mode, and then things will get ugly. So I just back up slowly and walk away.
Full libtard. Yeah. Oh shit, dude. Yeah, same though. Honestly, as soon as I hear anything, but they don't listen anyway, man. You can't reason with anybody because they're all there. I think the thing is I think that people are probably really set in their ego and they don't want to be wrong, and they're seeing how fucked up they did by voting for him, and they're like, no, everything's gonna be fine. I can make it fine if I just keep supporting him, and then he'll, you know.
Yeah, it's a huge eye opener to see how different some people think than you. It's really crazy.
I can't wrap my mind around it and make it logical. I just can't.
It makes no sense, bro. You can't use logic at all. You got to throw that shit out the window like you're studying quantum physics or something.
Yeah.
But you know, what can we do? Right now we're having to choose between one old pervert and another.
Yeah, so that's the roughest part, man.
Predicament, but what can you do?
That is the roughest part. I really like, I put my chips in on Bernie again. I did it last time and I failed. Did it again.
Bernie. Oh, I feel so bad.
Yeah. And then we got Joe Biden. He just came out of nowhere. He started coming back up again.
He's gonna get eaten alive in the debates.
It's bad, dude. He doesn't even know where he is. Coherent
sentence together. Yeah, he doesn't know where he's at.
So yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to deal with another 4 years if he gets elected. I'm freaking out.
We're truly facing a dystopian future, and it's terrifying, to be honest.
Yeah, dude. And did you know he's pushing that high? What is that shit called? That chloroquine?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what it's called, but he is pushing that shit hard.
Because he has stocks in that shit. Let me look it up. Let me just double check so I'm not wrong. What is it called? Chloroquine?
Something like that.
Okay, so the reason why he's doing that it's called hydroxychloroquine. Mm-hmm. It's an anti-malarial drug. I don't have time to look up the facts right now. So you guys just double check. Oh, matter of fact, this is a lesson for everybody. Always double check what somebody tells you, because you need to be fact checking yourself, and don't go to rightwinginformation.com or some kind of biased shit. Just go to a normal news site and look it up. Not Fox News, because they're propagandists. Yeah. Okay. And if you guys don't know that, then you guys are crazy, but just look at a reputable news site and fact check it. Go to Snopes or something like that. But basically what I heard is that he either has some kind of stocks in this drug or something like that. That's why he's pushing. He's trying to make money off of pushing this certain drug. That doesn't even help anyone.
Shaking my head. Nope. Nobody at all. In fact, I think yesterday there was about 2,000 plus deaths in America alone. Like, what kind of fucking record is that?
How many people, I want to see, well, regardless, doesn't matter. We probably could talk about it some more, but I don't know. I hope that somehow, some way he loses time. And
yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. But I'm not crossing my fingers or holding my breath. I feel like, I mean, I hate to be that guy, but I feel like he's going to get another 4 years, but hey, we'll just deal with it when it comes and take it day by day, I suppose.
But other than
Trump, what are you going to spend your Trump check on?
Oh, dude, and that's... Oh, we're just going and rolling on it. That's the other thing. That's the other thing. But, well, that check, I'm saving it up to probably try to move somewhere, because Clovis is not the place. I got to bleep that out. But that's not the place to be anymore.
I feel you.
I gotta get out of here.
It's kind of like a small Silent Hill-like town in the middle of the desert. So I completely understand that logic.
Dude, the churches run this place. You can't have nothing here. Remember when they had a strip club for 6 months?
Six months, yes.
Yeah, and then they changed it into a church, and they had the pole in the middle of the church.
Yeah, it's perfect a description of what this town is like. So I completely understand you wanting to leave. I myself would like to leave one of these days, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Yeah, but basically what we're doing is we're going to combine our checks and try to go to Colorado.
Oh, yes. That's the place to be.
Yeah.
Any specific spot in Colorado?
I don't know. You've been to Colorado more than me. I've only driven down past it. But where is your favorite places there?
Colorado Springs is phenomenal. Obviously, Denver is incredible. The only bad place that's there, in my opinion, is not Trinidad. What is it called? I think it is Trinidad, Colorado. I don't know, but it's kind of like Crackhead Central. Like, it's beautiful. The area, you know, it's surrounded by mountains, beautiful scenery, but it's just pretty much like Clovis in the mountains. Like, yeah, weed's legal there, but most of the residents there are still smoking crack and stuff.
Oh, God.
I remember once I actually went to go visit, and I was there, and some guy on the street was like, "Hey, you!" And I was like, "Yeah?" He's like, "Are you playing that Pokemon Go?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Fuck you." So I got in my car and took off. Dude. Yes, it made no sense.
He said, "Are you playing Pokemon Go?"
Yeah, yeah,
they did. Fuck you.
He just straight up told me to go fuck off for that. And they're literally walking around like the Walking Dead. But besides that, it's a lovely place. I literally don't have anything bad to say about it.
I kind of want a town probably around the size of Clovis, but not here. And I don't want it to be run by, you know, I don't want to see a church every 5 seconds.
Not
that I have
seconds.
Anything against it, but it's just like, if I see that, I know who controls the town.
Yes. Marijuana.
Yeah. And we tried getting a brewery here, and I think it's still happening, maybe. I don't know. Everyone in town started freaking out, and they're like, "Some people have families and some people are alcoholics and they shouldn't have that there." That's not our problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Some people
let us have an economy here.
Yeah, there's really unemployment.
Yeah, dude, our unemployment here is like 4% or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or 5. I don't remember. 6.
Imagine it now with all this shit.
Oh, I think it's even more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We were trying to get a Nintendo Switch, too, but that's not working out.
You know, I was thinking about it, too, just because of all the Animal Crossing hype.
I've never played that, though. I don't know what it's about.
Neither have I, and it just looks like a relaxing game. Like, I wouldn't know what to do, like, cut down trees and shit and fish, but I don't really understand the whole idea of the game. But the hype kind of got me going for a while. And I mean, they have some pretty damn good exclusives on that console, but I haven't broke down to get one. I just haven't.
Well, I think the checks are coming either. I think everyone's saying it probably on Monday on the 13th. So.
Yeah. I still just can't believe it. I'm not going to even think about it till it actually hits my bank account.
Yeah, the thing is that Canada, they're giving them, I think it was like $4,000 a month.
Jesus, fuck.
Yeah, I'm pretty, let me just see, Canada, I can't spell, Canada, stimulus check. Let's see what theirs was versus ours. So, basically, they are going to be getting, in England, they're getting 80% of their salary. In Denmark, they're getting 75% of their salary. South Korea, they get 70%. The Netherlands get 90% of their salary.
Damn.
Canada gets $2,000 a month. Australia gets $1,000 a month. And the U.S. gets a one-time $1,200 check that might take months to arrive. Oh, my God. So that's where we're comparing to everybody else.
Isn't it crazy to see how we're handling this shit compared to other countries? Do you remember when we were younger and America was the shit, dude? And now look at us.
Yeah.
We're like a third world country now. It's unbelievable.
That's the thing. That's the thing, man. Every time, and this is just, well, I'll talk to you off podcast about it, but I think it has a lot to do with, you know, different ideas and stuff like that. But yeah. Because the thing is that it did used to be something that people liked. Like back in the 90s, that was probably the heyday where the economy was awesome and shit. And I didn't even get to experience that up until 2007 or 2008 when that stuff happened. But that's nothing compared to now. I was seeing a chart and the unemployment rate there was nothing compared. There's 10 million unemployed as of a few days ago.
Bro, more than that. There was 10 million one week and the following week was 6 million. So there's more than like 16 plus million people unemployed at the moment.
Unemployment rate.
I saw this chart, bro. It's crazy how much it shot up this year compared to where it's been.
Yeah. I'm trying to see the exact numbers, but I can't seem to find it. But the unemployment rate has to have gone up by like thousands at least. Well, if you're talking about percentages, it says, from this article on Fortune, it says it could hit 14.7, the highest level since 1940. So damn. That's not good. Yeah, no. Another six. So yeah, what you're saying, another 6 million.
And the worst part is there's like no sign of things slowing down or getting better. So we're kind of still all in the dark.
That's the thing, man, because this check isn't going to do anything. This check
is
literally
shit, bro.
It's a one-time check. Canada gets 2,000 a month, and we're getting 1,200 for one time. Like, yeah. It's not going to do anything, and everyone is... I mean, I'm excited about it because it's going to help me pay my fucking car payment. Yeah. I just recently got a job that I'm not excited for, basically talking... to people calling in about unemployment in Oklahoma.
Really?
Yeah, dude, I'm not excited for this. I've been like living my actual life, and I know it sounds bad, but I've been on an unemployment. I have been looking for jobs every week, like 10 mm-hmm. jobs a week. But as I've been doing this and no one's been calling me back, I've been like, man, this is what it's like to live. Like, you could literally do whatever you want and still get paid for it. I know that sounds bad, but... Mm-hmm. I have to get back into the flow of getting into work again.
Yeah. I feel you on that on so many levels. Besides all that, I do have a really quick question that I was thinking to myself before we hopped on. What are the origins of your handle, Captain Skids?
Oh, so when I was in high school, and then I could ask you about yours. But when I was in high school, I was skateboarding a lot. And me and my friends came up with a club name called the Pirates. And
the Pirates.
Yeah, we had like ranks and stuff like that. And I was captain. Well, they didn't think I was captain because the only person who had a car was my friend Andrew. Uh-huh. And so that's why they named him captain. But I came up with the whole thing. And then Skids is from... I used to skateboard, so I would fall down a lot and skid across the floor.
Oh, so shit.
That's why that's that. So Captain Skids.
Captain Skids, huh? I thought maybe it's because you always had skid marks in your underwear or something.
See, that's what everybody thinks. And I thought about changing it, but I couldn't.
I think it's great.
But what about you?
Is it with two D's or just one?
Just one.
With one. Okay, I see. Paradox. Okay, my handle, it's not so exciting, but it does have a few twists and turns that can possibly make it exciting to some. Initially, Paradox, this one time I was in summer school because I wasn't paying enough attention in class. So I was in summer school, and while there I wasn't paying attention, and I was actually looking through the dictionary, looking for cool words for Xbox Live, which I recently got a couple days before that. And I was looking for a gamer tag, and I stumbled across Paradox, which I thought was a fantastic word. And let me go ahead and tell you what it means exactly, the definition of Paradox.
Well, speaking of that, I've known about you since high school, dude. Everyone knew, like all my friends knew about you. I was like, who the fuck is Paradox? I don't know who you guys are talking about, but...
It's trippy, and I'll get to more on why it's so trippy here in a bit, but... Paradox is a statement or proposition that seems self-contradictory or absurd until in reality expresses a possible truth. For example, icy hot. How can something be icy and hot at the same time? Another example of a paradox is God can do anything, right? Well, can God make a boulder so heavy that not even he can pick it up? That's a paradox. So it doesn't really make sense. And so I picked that as my gamer tag. And throughout Halo, my glorious Halo days, I used paradox as a gamer tag. And I would play with my cousin, Tim, whose gamer tag was a dog with thumbs. Yeah, his gamer tag was a dog with thumbs, which was great. And he was always one to party. He was on the party scene, right? Well, I was a goody two shoe through high school, through school, everything. I did nothing. And then one day I decided to step on the party scene and I went with my cousin Tim, and he always just called me Paradox because that was my gamer tag. Well, I met so many people throughout the party scene, and he introduced me as Paradox and they all knew me as Paradox. So over time that just became my nickname. And it was funny because I had a lot of friends who still called me my actual name, Brian, who years later, someone will call me Paradox and they'll be like, wait, you're Paradox? And I'll be like, yes, that's me. It was great. And it just stuck ever since, man. And honestly, it's a really cool nickname. It's better than this one dude who I know that they call Weenie. So yeah, his nickname is Weenie and his older brother is a Big Mac, which is kind of funny. But I'm glad I got to stick with Paradox because it's a pretty cool word.
Yeah, I wish I would have changed mine up a little bit, but I don't know anything else. This is what I've used for so long. But
I think it's cool, man.
Also, recently, I've been wanting to ask you because you did. Remember that time? Remember that fucking time where I told you to come over to my house and I was going to do a script?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And you wanted to make it like dramatic or serious. And at the time, I wasn't ready for that.
I was not ready. Dude, I was
too much of a clown, so I couldn't really comprehend the idea.
Dude, I was just dealing with some stuff, man. But I'm subscribed to your YouTube thing. You should do more videos, man. They were funny.
You know, dude, I really enjoyed making videos, but the whole algorithm and the way YouTube works, it's just been such a fuck fest to where I just kind of lost the ambition to do so. I actually recently made a short video for Apex Legends, me and Chip. You know Chip, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to Chip and his girlfriend. We've been playing a lot of Apex Legends as of late. And I just took one of our random matches and kind of chopped it up and edited it. But it's unlisted right now. I could send you the link so you could check it out. So it's pretty funny. But yeah, dude, I totally feel you. I want to get back on it. I've mostly just been sticking to making silly Snapchats and silly TikToks, you know, the butthole of the internet. But I've just been trying to stay creative just to keep, you know, the butter churning in my mind, if you will. But yeah, I totally do need to get back on YouTube.
Yeah, dude, you should. But you can, go plug your channel too, by the way.
Oh, like, yeah, people should see this. My channel is Paradox and Friends. It is a channel with no rhyme or rhythm, just complete silliness, ridiculousness. Please check it out. Like and subscribe, of course, and show your friends and family, especially yo mama. By the way, I do remember on one of your streams, you pulled up that music video for what was it? The band that you have tattoos of.
The band that I have tattoos of, Blink-182?
That Blink-182 video with all the kids Fortnite dancing.
Oh, fuck. Holy shit, bro. That was disgusting.
I've showed so many people that video, just watching them react to it and the cringe that overtakes their soul as they see it. It's great.
It's so terrible, man. That made me just want to rip my tattoos off.
They totally just bitch slap you in the soul with that one, did they not?
Yeah, man. They used to sing about fucking calling people's moms on payphones and telling them that sodomy is illegal. And, you know, like, and then they started, then now they're doing dances with Fortnite kids.
Imagine all the V-Bucks those kids got paid to do that shit, dude.
Honestly, and I play whatever you want, but I don't even touch Fortnite because I told myself, when PUBG came out, I was like, dude, this game is going to be, this game is going to be bigger than Fortnite forever. Like, Fortnite's never going to get close to this. And then next thing you know, I got slapped in the face with it. And then next thing you know, everybody's doing this Fortnite shit. And people, unironically, in the beginning, were doing these dances like it was cool. And it just makes me die inside every time. And now it's, they have Deadpool in it.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, fuck you guys.
They have everything. They have all the superheroes. You can do the Orange Justice as Thanos. It's ridiculous. This shit's like crack cocaine for ninth graders, bro. Like, I know a lot of my friends, they have children. I have two nephews. They are addicted to this shit like crack cocaine. And it's mind-boggling. But at the same time, I completely understand because I was the same way with Halo.
Yeah. Like, even when Fortnite first started, I would play it and it was all right. Yeah, yeah. But then I'm just like, this is so fucking lame. I don't want to have to learn how to build these stupid barricades and shit. Let's just actually do, like, shooting skill, not this. But
I'm not trying to build the Taj Mahal in the middle of a gunfight. And then you see these people whenever they're building to such extreme circumstances. And then, like, a battle between two people. You don't even know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, dude, it's just like they're opening up the door they just built, and then, like, I got pretty decent at it, but then I was like, I can't do this. This is too much of a meme. I'm not playing these anymore. But anyway, back to the thing I was telling you about. I was watching a lot of Ghost Adventures recently, and I wanted to see if you would want to do something like that sometime.
Yes, yes, and yes. I will gladly use my body as a vessel for spirits to take over for the clout. And dude, you were talking about the Santa Fe prison, right?
Yeah. How did you know that?
Because you actually talked to me about it on one of your streams.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, if we could do that, that'd be amazing. The thing is that I'm scared. I don't believe in ghosts because I have a picture of one. I don't know if I ever showed you or if you've seen it ever. But
really?
Yeah.
Dude, give me a backstory on that. I'm curious.
Well, I'll send it to you sometime.
Okay.
Whenever, after this, I'll go on Facebook and look for it. But we were in my stepdad's house in Jal. It's in New Mexico.
Yeah.
And we were just taking pictures because we were feeling spooky that night. So we were taking pictures everywhere. There's some other pictures of what I guess you would call orbs. I don't really believe in orbs.
Yeah.
And my brother was taking pictures. I went up to turn off the air conditioner. And when I went back into bed, my brother took a picture. And there was a guy standing there. And it can't be me because I'm only 5'7". The door is, you know, it's normal size.
Yeah.
Door. I don't know how tall doors are, like 6 feet or something like that. And there's somebody standing there. They have an armband on. They're almost completely see-through. You can't make out anything of their face because their face looks like a wisp of I don't know. Let me see if I can find the picture real quick. I'll just edit the time. But and there's been other things, especially in this house. Let me see.
The house that you're currently in?
Yeah, dude, I was on a call with my girlfriend one night on Discord before she moved down, and something literally got thrown at my head, and she heard it too. It was from behind me, and I couldn't find what got thrown at me, but it was so loud that she heard it.
Damn.
Like, it hit the wall in front of my face.
That's spooky. I myself have never actually had any...
Oh, here it is.
Supernatural shit happened to me, but I do got one spooky story that I'd like to go over here in a bit.
I don't know if that'll work, but let me see if that will work. There you go. But you can't even see legs. You can see through in the background. There's a fake fireplace. You can see through the hand, and you can see that it's wearing some kind of like billowy shirt.
Whoa.
There's no legs there, though. And there's a chair right there next to the thing. But do you see how tall that in the head?
Yeah.
There is no head. There's no face. It's just a wisp.
Holy shit. I see the hand.
Yeah, man. We were taking pictures all night, too. Like, over and over.
Bro, that's on my birthday. Wait, never mind. That's okay. I thought I said January 6th, 09. That's spooky. That is spooky.
That time is wrong. It's 6/1/09.
Okay.
It was in July or June. Is it? Yeah, June.
Bro, that's spooky. Wow. Yeah. And that's like pretty much one of the main experiences you've had with the spooksters.
Well, that, what else happens in, like a few months ago, I would come downstairs and the door to the bathroom and the, like cabinet thing would be completely open. I can't really think of any other things that are happening in this house, but it's just, I don't know.
Just
this
eerie.
House is different. The one that took the picture in, uh-huh. The one I'm living in, but, oh, in that house too, when my stepmom and my dad moved out, I was in there for a little bit and I would wake up to hear the toilet flushing.
Oh my God.
One time my mom was taking a shower and she told me to stop messing with the door, but I was in the living room and she said, stop messing with the door. I'm in here. I'm like, Mom, I'm not doing anything. And then she said, no, you're trying to open the door. I'm in here. And I'm like, no, I'm literally in the living room. I don't know what you're talking about. She kept hearing that the door was rattling. Another time I woke up in the middle of the night and I looked in the closet and I see like an old woman in there, like staring at me, like just her head. That's it.
Holy fuck, dude.
Yeah. And the thing is the reason why I want to do it with you is because I'm skeptical of other people.
Uh-huh.
And you know, those YouTubers who like, I don't know, man, I just don't, I feel like they reach for it so hard that they make shit up. Like as far yeah. as. I just in the ghost hunting shows, except for Ghost Adventures, which I don't really think they're faking a lot of their stuff. A lot of ghost hunting shows, they just like I saw one recently, it was just called Ghost Hunters or something. Mm-hmm. And the guy literally puts his hand in front of the thermal imaging camera. He's like, oh, my God, I just saw a ghost. Like, mm-hmm. I want it to be so legit that nobody can deny it like this, because I pride myself in being honest about stuff. And I want to make sure it's like honest. Like if we don't catch anything, we don't catch anything. But doesn't mean I'm not going to try. I want like spirit boxes, EVPs, EMF detectors. I want all that stuff. And it'd be super cool to actually do that. And I know you're really good with cameras and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I am totally down. If you can get permission, sign me up and we can make it some kind of special for the Event Horizon.
Yeah, dude. And if we could, we could even do it here in Clovis. There's one called, what is that place? The Norman Petty Rock and Roll Museum. That one's supposedly haunted.
That name alone sounds spooky.
Yeah, let me check. Norman Petty Rock, a recording studio. All right. Haunted. Let me see what they say. So, apparently they say that. Where is it? Well, I'm trying to see what actual things happen. I just know I used to read about this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't find information about it now, right now, but
I guess we're just going to find out for ourselves.
Yeah, we will. Okay, I've heard stories about it a lot. I don't know if you know any other haunted places around here.
I don't, but I'm sure it won't be too hard to find. Maybe just some deep dive into the internet on some spooky shit and we'll get a couple leads. But I do want to go over one spooky situation or a couple spooky situations from my old place when I was a child.
Okay, I'm going to listen to you, but I have to use the bathroom. I have wireless headphones, so I'm listening.
Okay. So when I was younger, I used to live on a trailer in the middle of the golf course. My grandpa was the grounds captain or grounds crew leader for the golf course that was here in town. And we lived in a trailer that was surrounded by a giant wooden fence next to a barn full of machinery, surrounded by just golf course machinery. And it was far from other houses. We're out there alone, whatever. Well, this one spooky night, it was storming outside. A horrible storm, the kind of storm you'd see in Resident Evil. And I was asleep. I was about 13 or 14. I was a teenager. And I was in my room. And in the middle of the night, during this horrible storm, I can hear my grandmother running down to my room. And she tells me, Brian, Brian. I get up and it's like 1 a.m. during the storm, mind you. And she tells me, there's someone out there trying to steal the tractor. And I'm like, what? And we have some pretty expensive tractors for the tractors and mowers for the golf course, right? Like $20,000 mowers. And she's like, someone's trying to steal the tractor. And I'm tripping balls. You know, it's super early, this scary, spooky, stormy night. So I get up and what do I grab? I grab some scythe that I got from a flea market. Do you know what a scythe is?
Like a grass cutter thing?
It's the weapon that the Red Ninja Turtle uses, like that three-pronged.
Oh, a scythe, yeah.
A scythe, yeah. For some reason, as a young teenager, I used to like to collect ninja weapons. So I grabbed a scythe and I run to the front door and I meet my grandpa because I was raised by my grandparents. And he's like telling me, he's like, someone's trying to steal the tractor. And I'm like, I know. And he opens the door, dude. And just the flash of the lightning and just wild rain and in the far distance, because there was the trailer, then there was the yard fence, and then there was the outside area with a bunch of mowers and then an Omega fence surrounding the whole premises. And the tractor was parked at the very end next to the big fence. And in the far distance, all you hear is the tractor revving. And so I'm fucking tripping balls and we're running and my grandpa's yelling, stop, stop. And I'm yelling, stop, stop, with my sigh waving in the air, dude. And right when we run up to the tractor, it's just sitting there, just revving by itself in the middle of the storm.
What the fuck?
Just revving. And me and my grandpa look at each other. And I believe that it was just some kind of electrical issue. But it was super, super spooky, dude. And that night has stuck in my head ever since then. And dude, quite frankly, I have lost some sleep over it. But yes, that's a night that I will never forget.
You painted a picture in my brain. I saw rain and like thunder. That was good.
Beating against my child body. But then another situation is, like I said, we had a giant barn next to the house, right? Where we would fix mowers, just work stuff on the inside, et cetera, et cetera. This one night, I was all alone. It was me and my brother and we were just in there, you know, just playing. There was a boxing bag in there. So we're just having a good time and we go to the house and we go inside and nobody's home and we go to the side room and then towards the back to where my grandparents stayed and the shower was just on for no reason. And I look at him and I was like, did you start the shower? And he was all, no. And then it's just really spooky.
Dude, fuck that.
Yeah, dude, there was a lot of spooky, and it was even spookier because we were in the middle of a golf course. We weren't next to other people.
Yeah.
So it was really freaky. And as a child, I felt really far from people. So it was just really scary.
And dude, it sounds fucking scary. And another thing that was a little bit spooky is when I went to the bathroom just now, my girlfriend came down because there's two bathrooms, one down here and one up there. And she just asked me if I came upstairs, but I was downstairs using the bathroom. And she said, did you just come upstairs? Like, no, what are you talking about? She's like, I just heard you come upstairs. I was like, what do you mean? What did you hear? And she's like, just you coming up there. I was like, no, I just peed down here. So as we're talking about this shit, stuff is happening.
We're manifesting.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like I was saying earlier, I'm totally down for some spooky adventures. I did go on one ghost hunt with some amateur ghost hunters who I guess one of my uncle's houses he claimed was haunted. And so we had some ghost hunters come. Excuse me, and I randomly pulled up when it was happening. My cousin's like, "Hey, come on, we're having a ghost hunt." And they had all the cool gear, you know, the EMPs and those little damn radios that randomly scan for random words. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they turned off all the power in the house and they're sitting in a circle in the living room. And it was kind of corny, to be honest, because they were like generic ghost hunters.
Yeah.
And they're just talking to the spirits like, hello, can anybody hear me? And then my little cousin was there and she's a clown and she's just all, she sticks her hands out and she says, it feels cold right here. And so like the lead ghost hunter puts his hand there and he's like, it does. And then
yeah, it was really weird.
Oh my god. Yeah.
And we go to the backyard, and then one of the people that was with them, he was just all, I feel sick to my stomach. And they were like, what? He's like, I just feel really nauseous.
Oh my god.
He's like, I'm getting really bad vibes back here. And then he started throwing up, but I don't know if he actually threw up, or if he was kind of pretending to, or just kind of exaggerating. But then one he was like hacking. And then one of the other ghost hunters was digging by the tree, and he was like, guys, look what I found. And he pulled up some shit. I don't know what it was, like some kind of just old stuff. They have a bunch of kids, mind you. They might have buried some toys or something. Yeah. And he was like, maybe this is what's causing the haunting.
Oh my god!
It was just
god,
a really
dude.
Weird experience, and I don't know. It was a good time,
dude. That's what I'm trying to avoid exactly. Like I've been watching. I don't. Do you watch Ghost Adventures?
I used to watch Ghost Hunters all the time on Sci-Fi back in the day, dude, and I used too. To watch yeah. some of Ghost Adventures, but I don't have cable, so I haven't been able to keep up with them. But I love it. I enjoy it.
Well, there's this one guy on there called Billy. I feel, he fucking makes me so mad, dude, because he's always talking about, oh, dude, feel right here. Feel, it's like the cold air is circling around me, dude. It's circling around me. And it's just, I'm trying to, like, I want to do it because I know I can be for real about it, and I don't have to, I don't care if it takes off or not. I just want to, like, actually show some real proof and not, you know, if there's an actual, if I feel that way, I'll say it, but I'm not going to make it up, because I feel like, especially that guy that I'm talking about, I feel like he makes shit up to like grab attention to himself or something. I don't know.
They
like,
want
to
justify themselves going way out there to this weird ass fucking place. If it's a bust, it's a bust. We're just being honest with
That's
ourselves.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I want to do it with you, because I can trust you and you can trust me, dude, about making it for real, honest. Like if it happens, if we catch stuff, we do. If not, like, I'm not going to go and reach for anything. I want it to be clear cut, because stuff on Ghost Adventure, I've seen some really convincing shit that they've done. Like, they're the most accurate, like, they're the least, they're the ones I don't feel are lying the most about. But they did one in Amarillo where this girl was clearly fucking abusing her daughter because she kept saying that they got scratches on them. And I don't believe, like, I want to see an actual scratch happen to me. Then you'll know, because Paradox, I'll show you. I'll be like, look, this is happening right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I don't believe in scratches, because the way that this girl did is that she said that she couldn't reach her back, but they actually caught her on camera scratching her own back.
Oh, God.
And then I also saw her scratch her own daughter when she was picking her up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, I want to make it for real. This is what it is. I can't do. There was one thing that he did, Zach Baggins, who's like the leader of Ghost Ventures, called Demon House. He did a documentary on it, but he tore it down. Like, he supposedly he got a medical condition after sleeping there. And
oh shit,
it's a really good documentary. You should check it out if you want. But it's not really good, because Zach Baggins always exaggerates stuff. Like, I love Ghost Adventures, and I wish I could be on their show, like, as a full-time dude. But the thing is that Zach Baggins loves to exaggerate things a lot. Like, there was an episode about Bobby Mackey's where he said that these two Satan worshippers murdered a pregnant lady who was one of their girlfriends at the bar. But the thing is that they weren't confirmed Satan worshippers, number one. Number two, they murdered her, like, a ways away from that bar. And they decapitated her, but they never found the head. And one of the quotes he said, that one of the killers said, I couldn't find any information about. So he loves to kind of drum up it, I guess, for the show.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I don't like that, but I want actual facts and history and stuff. Like, that's what I live off of, is facts. So if we ever go and investigate things, then. But I really do want to do that. As soon as I can start affording some ghost equipment and stuff, I'll let you know, and then we can maybe think about planning some kind of trip somewhere.
Let me know, bro, and I'm totally in. And at the same time, I do understand why they got to do that. I mean, if you have a show on Travel Channel, you got to make it interesting, but
yeah.
We don't. So we can actually be realistic and keep shit real for us and the viewers.
Exactly, dude. And no pulling any strings, no kind of like fake shit at all. Like, that's what I want. I want real proof. Like, that's what would make it even scarier, is that you know that we're not faking any of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what would be super cool.
Sign me up. Anyway, Captain Skids, what have you been up to as of late with this whole pandemic? What have you been doing to keep yourself busy, to keep yourself entertained?
Well, the thing is that, like I said, recently I got diagnosed with depression and anxiety. So I've been waiting for an appointment to try to get medicine for that, because I finally decided to get some help. So if you guys are out there, don't listen to what other people say. I listened to them for so long about if you go and get help, then they're going to label you as crazy and shit like that. Just go and get some help for yourself. Don't wait. I've probably been like this since I was 12. I don't remember the last time I was like happy or normal feeling. So if you guys just go talk to someone. Luckily, I got on Medicaid since I don't have any income, and I've been able to go and try to get some help. But that's recently what I've been doing. But I've also been playing a lot of games right now. Paradox, if you don't know, Stadia, Google Stadia. So I didn't know what that was, but basically you can play games on your Chrome. You can play games on your phone, on Chrome, on your TV if you have Chromecast.
Yeah.
And they're having a 2-month free trial. And some of the free games are like, they have Destiny 2 that you can play on there. And it's pretty fun. So if you guys are bored and you want to like try something else out, you don't have any good computers or stuff like that, you don't need any kind of good computer. You literally just need a computer that can run Chrome, and you can literally play any game at pretty good quality. So
what are you playing?
Oh, I don't know. There's I think they give you like 10 different free games when you sign up. As long as you have a Gmail. Yeah. So they got Destiny. Another one was Grid 2. And then some other games. But that's something that you guys could be doing. I've also just, I don't know. I should have been doing more since I've been unemployed. Like, learning stuff. I saw online a lot on Facebook that some of these courses for like learning how to code and stuff recently dropped down to $38, and I went and looked at it, so I might sign up for that, because usually they're like $2,000 these courses. $38 is what the I'm gonna fucking do that so I can learn some stuff. But also just scheming up plans, like that ghost adventure things, like I want to do something like that and starting the That's podcast cool, back up.
Well, I'm glad that Saltcast is back. As an avid listener and a super fan, this is great.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. I know we had a few listeners, but I didn't know who. And when I heard, like, you showed me your, was that the Spotify it's yearly like
Spotify
thing?
Year in review, yeah.
Yeah, man, that made me so happy. I was like, dude, I did something.
Dude, yeah, it was great. Like, you don't understand how many hours of entertainment you guys gave me. How many times I rewinded it just to keep on laughing at you saying somebody's face looks like a McDouble or something. That shit was hilarious, dude. It was great.
Well, man, that's why I'm glad now you get to be a part of it, because I need some people that I can have on here that, you know, it'd be really nice.
I'm totally with it. It's fun. I have this fancy mic. Hopefully it sounds great.
Dude, it does.
I've been trying to put to use. It's nice to actually be doing something with it.
It definitely sounds good. But what about you? Have you been doing anything specific?
So as for on my end, I've been playing a lot of Apex Legends with Chip and his girl. Like I said, shout out once again. Besides that, I've been trying to find a good single player to get into lately. I'm thinking of going into my back catalog. I have a shit ton of games I still haven't played or beat. So I'm trying to figure out what I want to play. I recently beat the Uncharted trilogy, 1, 2, and 3. That was great. Thinking of maybe starting up Metal Gear Solid 5 just for some classic Hideo Kojima action, but I haven't dedicated to it quite yet. Besides that, I've been catching up on Pixar movies that I haven't watched. Have you watched a lot of Pixar movies?
No. I've been watching a lot of Ghost Adventures, and I've been watching like last night I fell asleep watching the Simpsons and shit. Just old things. Movies and stuff like that.
I feel like a great way to tell if someone is a sociopath is to watch a Pixar movie with them and see if they don't get emotional. Then you know something is up.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is about Pixar movies, But it can just be having like a regular scene that's not even emotional. I'm just sitting there like, this is magical. And I feel like I'm starting to choke up. I watched Up and Ratatouille these last two nights. And it's blowing my fucking mind. Like, I just never really took the time to watch them.
Oh, that was your first time?
Yeah, it's my first time. And they're relatively old movies. And I thought Ratatouille was about the start of the Black Plague in the 1300s in Europe and Eastern Asia. But it's just about a mouse that can cook. So I was kind of disappointed. Yeah. However, it got me to thinking that Pixar can really make a tournament fighter with all their characters, which I would totally buy.
Yeah.
Maybe like Pixar versus Marvel.
Oh, God. Toy Story's characters and...
Dude, you need to nerf Woody. His ultimate is way too strong.
What would his ultimate be?
Something with a coming snake out of in his boots. Boot. Yes,
yeah, dude. It's just snakes coming out of his boots.
A giant serpent that just... The whole hitbox just takes over the whole screen for an insta-kill.
It just has like fake Japanese sounds, almost racist. And he's like fucking just an anaconda shooting out of his boot, choking someone.
His theme song is Old Country Road or whatever.
Oh, fuck.
That shit'll be great. So yeah, I've been catching up on Pixar movies, trying to figure out what kind of game I want to play, and trying to just churn my creative butter. Hopefully I can get back on the YouTube videos, which you kind of inspired me to get back onto. And besides that, like I said, making silly Snapchats and silly TikToks for your viewing pleasure.
Well, because I'm glad you're able to find something to do, man. I'm trying to just, I don't know. If you haven't, try Red Dead Redemption. That's a good story. Oh my
fucking God, I love it.
Yeah, yeah. That one's good. And I've also been like just playing modded Fallout 4. Just trying to find something fun.
You see, dude, I am a console plebe who understands and bows to the glory of the PC Master Race. But yeah, I haven't yet been able to get on the PC Master Race. Unfortunately, I'm stuck with a MacBook, which, as you know, isn't the best gaming utensil there is.
Well, the thing is that Skyrim and Fallout both have mods like on console.
Really?
Yeah. So you could go on there and download some mods. It's better to do it on Xbox because PS4 limits external assets.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If you have PS4, you can still get some mods on there. Which speaking I think you of, do, because I think I have you added.
Speaking of, I was recently on Twitter and there was this huge thing going around about the four games that define you. Are you able to give us your four right now, Captain Skids?
Last of Us. Probably Red Dead Redemption 2. Halo's got to be one because it's classic.
Halo 1?
And yeah.
Okay.
And what else? Fuck.
The fourth one's always the hardest.
Fuck, I can't think of the other one. Any horror games that make PT? Oh yeah, let's do PT. That wasn't even a full game, but
that it's just as good as a full game.
Yeah.
That's a good list. I'm actually really shocked that you said The Last of Us.
Dude, The Last of Us is my favorite of all time. I played that game like...
It's so fucking good.
The story is fucking A+ there.
I was devastated when they pushed the date back for 2.
Dude, I literally screamed, man.
You might as well have told me my pet hamster died tragically.
What about... Do you have your 4 and then we'll go ahead and end it?
Yes, my 4... The 4 games that define me as a gamer. Halo 3.
That's good.
It's kind of hard between Halo 2 and 3 because 2 was kind of like...
Those 3 are great. All 3 of them are great.
Yes, all 3. But Halo 3 overall, I put the most hours into. Halo 3. Super Mario 64.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, dude. Yes, dude, yes.
Yes.
And to be completely honest with you, it hasn't aged as well as Super Mario World. But if you're talking about the games that define me personally, Mario 64 fucked the shit out of my brains to where like it's just ingrained in my soul.
That's so good.
Castlevania Symphony of the Night for the PS1.
I've never played any Castlevania.
Holy fuck, dude. Get on it, Captain Skids.
All right.
It's one of those games to where no matter what console they release it on, I buy it. Every single console they've released it on, boom, sign me up. And then my last one is The Elder Scrolls Oblivion, believe it or not.
Yeah.
That game, if I was to die and my soul was to be stuck permanently in a gaming universe, it would totally be Oblivion. Have you ever played it?
I haven't played that, but my girlfriend is an Elder Scrolls like fanatic. She loves playing Skyrim, Oblivion. Both of those games, I always hear about it. So, but I haven't played Oblivion.
I noticed when she got the Shea Gorath reference that one time.
Yeah.
The charm to Oblivion is unmatched. The fact that it's a AAA game with maybe like 12 voice actors overall, it blows my mind.
Wow.
It's hilarious, dude. Everyone has the same voice.
I have to play
voice.
That one.
You have to play it. And those are the four games that define me as a gamer. And honestly, it was tough, but that's my list of the games that define
me. Dude, that was a good list, though, especially Mario 64.
It's kind of cliche. Yeah, it's kind of cliche. A lot of big-time games everyone talks about, but I'm just being honest here.
Ooh, Majora's Mask as well, and Ocarina of Time. Those two as well. Bro, you have to put those ones in.
Chip, he wants to bitch slap me because I've yet to experience both of those titles, and those are his favorites.
Well, maybe you can come over one day once this. I think she has Ocarina of Time.
Dude, I'm looking
at the Nintendo 64 right there. So.
Okay. I'm totally down, bro. I need to indulge and be educated in the art. Because, well, my favorite Zelda of all time is kind of universally the most hated one, Zelda 2. But that's just because it has such a huge nostalgia factor with me.
I've never done that one.
Oh, don't even try, dude. It's so fucking hard. It'll just piss me off. Yeah, it's unforgiving, but nostalgia plays a huge role in that.
All right, well, Paradox, thanks for joining me, dude. I appreciate it. And if you guys want to email us, I have a new email, saltcast@outlook.com. Email us your top four. What did you say the list was? Top four?
Top four games that define you as a gamer.
Yeah, and then, email us at saltcast@outlook.com. And we'll be on, hopefully, I'm trying to make this weekly again. I'll see you guys again next week with Paradox, if he's available. It'd be nice to have you on, like I said.
Bro, it was an absolute pleasure, and I would love to continue this new journey.
All right, well, thank you, dude. And I'll see you guys next week. How do I... I have to pee so bad. I'm leaving that in. I'm probably... Do you mind... Oh, yeah, hold on.